That sweater from the Schitt's Creek wardrobe department.
In my defense, I had this sweater long before Schitt's Creek was even a show.
You should be sued for wearing that.
What I'm telling you is I've had this sweater for probably 10 years, way before S Creek.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe you. I think you bought it.
It's an old Zara sweater. It's old, I'm telling you.
It's got stars on it. It's black and white.
It's a David sweater. It's definitely a David sweater, but I had it first. Sorry, David.
Mm-hmm. So you started the David sweater thing before David.
No, I'm not trying to claim anything. I'm just wearing a stupid sweater. You're the one making a big deal about it.
I've never seen you in a David sweater before, so.
Okay, that's a lie, because I have this sweater and another similar sweater
that I wore. That's black and white?
That's black and white, uh-huh. It's a big, giant black sweater that says, free as a bird.
Mm-hmm.
I wore that sweater and this sweater all the time while we were on
Rose
the air.
It says Rose Apothecary on it.
I wore the sweater for years. Shows how much, you know, you only pay attention to me when there's something. This was a normal sweater years ago. Now all of a sudden it's a David sweater. So now you pay attention to it.
Right.
Like that day that I wore the dress with all the flowers on it. Like you
that
wouldn't
was
have
a
noticed
shower
that
curtain.
If it, well, right. Because you thought it shower curtain.
Yeah, you have shower curtains and David sweaters. So
right, that's all I wear these days.
Yeah, so it's a good look for you. So yeah, good for you.
Okay, I've had this sweater 10 years. I'm glad it's a good look for me. It's an old sweater, I swear.
Okay. Did you find it and went, oh, I forgot about that sweater?
Pretty much.
That's exactly
what happened. Yeah, because so I have a storage unit in my building. And when I first moved into my apartment, they were like, hey, if you want a storage unit, we have one available. So I just thought they were like, you know, like you get an apartment, they give you a storage unit. Apparently, this doesn't make any sense. There's less storage units than there are apartments in the building. So there's a wait list for storage units.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're like, we happen to have one available. And when I was moving in, I was like, you know what? Sure, I can always use a little extra space. So I get my first bill and there's an extra $35 on it. So I was like, well, what the heck is this? They're like, for your storage unit. I was like, oh, okay, it's not free. I didn't realize it wasn't free. So at the time I was like, you know what? It's only $35 a month. You know, I spend less than that. I spend more than that on coffee.
Right.
Let me just keep it for now. So, I pay my bill every month. I don't really look at it. And just recently I was like, some of the expenses have gone up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to see like what's gone up, what hasn't. And I see that my storage unit is $65. And I was like, how long have I been paying $65 for a storage unit I barely use that I don't even know about? So I called the office. I was like, yeah, I don't want to pay $65 for an extra closet.
How big is it?
It's probably, I mean, it's a nice size. It's like an extra closet. It's literally,
oh, okay.
it's the size of a closet, mm-hmm. basically. It's a closet in the basement. It's got two things that open up. It's a storage locker, like an army locker, it looks like. It looks like almost like a,
can
I don't
you
know.
Lock it?
Yeah. That's the whole idea.
Okay.
They give you a key and you have a number and a key and it's locked. Yeah. So I kept like all my Christmas stuff there. Every time Christmas was upon us, I'd go down. It was easier to go down there than to go up to my mother's storage unit uptown.
Mm-hmm.
Hers is free, which I'm going to go back to use now. But anyway, so I was like, I'm not going to pay $65 a month just to store my Christmas stuff and a couple of sweaters. Like, no. So in order to take that money off my bill, I have to get all my stuff out of there by December 15th. So I went down there and I got all my stuff and I was like, oh my God, this Zara sweater I totally forgot about.
David sweater.
My David sweater.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are there hundreds of lockers down there?
No, that's the problem. So there's maybe 100 lockers, maybe a little less, maybe like 75 lockers.
Mm.
And that sounds like a lot until you find out that my building has 400 apartments. So it doesn't really make any sense, like why they wouldn't have. They've got plenty of extra rooms there. I don't know why they didn't make sure that everybody had storage locker space, but well, whatever.
What you should have did is kept it and then subleased it to different people.
Charge somebody else like $100 for it.
Right. Make a little dime off of it. So, you know, put a message around to all the people, slide it under their door. Need a storage unit? Got it. $150.
Yeah, but the problem is everybody who lives in this building knows how much the storage units down there go for.
Yeah, but not everybody can have one. That's the thing. It's like land. God's not making more of it. So you have precious commodity.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'd probably get kicked out of the building for it, though.
No, because you could sublease your apartment if you wanted to. So why couldn't you sublease your storage unit?
Yeah, I wonder if there's a rule about that. It's funny. I didn't even think about that. Well, too late now. I already emptied. Yeah, I want to do it the up and up way.
See, I'm always trying to find a scam in everything.
I know. You're always like, what's the side hustle here?
How can I make money off of this? If I'm paying $65, I guarantee somebody in that place is willing to pay $200.
Yeah, but you know what? Oh, it just feels like so much work. You know, I got to find a person, then I got to charge them and hope that they pay every month and they don't tell the building. And I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live every day wondering if I'm going to get a knock on the door from the super telling me it's my last week living here because of that.
Okay.
It's not worth it.
Well, you're not getting paid now. See, you could have been getting paid.
Well, you know, it all evens out because all of our rents, like all of our maintenance, whatever they call it here in New York, is going up $65.
Is it really?
Yep. So if I get rid of my storage unit, I've broken even. Now I'm going to pay the same thing I always paid.
Do they do that every year?
My second year here, they start raising the rents, and then they've raised it every year since.
But it's not rent. It's maintenance. So
it's maintenance, yeah.
So it's a fee to live there.
Right. And they always have a really good excuse like, well, New York taxes went up. We got to pay it. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we have doormen in the building and the doormen, their union have forced us to give them a raise. So it's like, well, you know, we got to raise their
salaries. Yeah, but it's
like
a homeowners association that try to get money out of you. And so if you don't pay that, then they can sell your apartment. What can
they
do?
Yeah, they can sell my apartment. They will kick me out of the building if I refuse to pay it.
But that's a different fee than your mortgage.
Yeah, the mortgage is the deal I have with the bank. So if I get kicked out of this apartment, I still have to pay my mortgage.
So if you don't pay the extra $65 VIG
right.
that they're adding on to you, they're going to kick you out, sell your apartment, and you're still going to owe Bank of America whatever you're paying a month.
I'm going to be living on the streets of New York, except for free. I'm going to be living on the streets of New York, owing my bank about $1,500 a month.
You can't get around that. So every building has some type of shakedown, some type of VIG that you're going to have to pay.
Well, the thing I could do right now is apartments are going for really cheap right now in New York. If I was really upset about it, I could move out of this building into a cheaper building that doesn't have such a high VIG. But that's how they get you, because you come in thinking, oh, well, I'm paying hardly anything. And then after like a year, they're like, yeah, we owe some back taxes, so we all have to pay that. Or there's always something. So, you know, it's like the devil you know.